infrastructure, and there is no bigger single project than the Shell plant that you've heard so much about in Beaver County. And we are going to the president of the Marcellus Shell Coalition, David Spiegelmeyer, who's in the midst of a virtual conference. David, how's that going?
Going really well, Larry. And yesterday we had a chance to kind of connect the dots with what will take place at Shell's facility to downstream use with the head of the Plastics Industry Association, the chemical, or the U.S. Chemistry Council, and the CEO from Lanxess Corporation right here in Pittsburgh, where they help us connect the dots between not only the renewable industry, but, you know, we talked today about electric vehicles. Well, the plastics that go into those vehicles will all come from the Shell petrochemical facility. The plastics that go into, you know, just about everything we touch, including the PPE that folks thought was in such high demand to try and manage through COVID. We can produce those products at home, and they'll be produced with what's generated at Shell's facility.
So what else is going on during this virtual conference that you have had in person when that was possible before COVID?
Yeah, we had both U.S. Senators Manchin and Toomey speak to our conference both yesterday and today. We're part of this discussion on transitioning towards renewables, Larry, and we've learned one thing pretty quickly is that folks across the United States require reliability to their power systems, and natural gas plays such a vital role in making sure that we don't have intermittent power, that we can meet the demands of both residents, commercial, and industrial applications by having strong baseload power to be a partner with those renewable systems as we move forward. We watched what's happened in California this summer and the really hottest days of the summer. They had power disruptions, brownouts, blackouts, capacity reductions, and we want to make sure we don't go that direction. So it's important for us to advocate to make sure folks are aware of how vital and how critical it is to have power 24/7. So when you go to that switch and you hit that switch, you know, you don't jeopardize the things that we've grown accustomed to in our society.
All right, let's talk about the plant. This has been years in the making, the planning, and it's been under construction. How long now?
Yeah, it's about 3 years, and we've had, you know, we had a great panel today of our building trades from the, you know, the greater Pittsburgh building trades, Mr. Melcher. We had the head of the Builders Guild in Pittsburgh, Jeff Nobers. We had the gentleman that had the steam fitters in Philadelphia and the boiler makers from Indiana all talk about the benefits that have been created in our region for our building trades. Millions of man hours, upwards of 8,000 employees over the course of the development of that site, which is now about 70% complete. I think we dropped down to below 4,000, and I know that Shell made that hard decision early during COVID to shut down, get a focused plan, and they did that. I think they're back to close to 5,000 or 6,000 employees today. And they'll have 600 permanent employees at that plant. But Larry, I think the big thing that we got to realize is that that plant will generate world-class chemical feedstock and plastics feedstock for a next generation of manufacturing for our region. Within 700 miles of Pittsburgh is 70% of the plastic manufacturers in the U.S. that will use that product.
And to give folks some idea from an economic standpoint, so you mentioned the permanent jobs, but that's just at the plant. All of the ancillary companies and developments and restaurants and hotels and real estate and housing, because of that, will continue to develop, unlike anything since big steel back in the heyday in the region.
Let's face it, Larry, for the last three, maybe four decades now, we've been writing an obituary for Western Pennsylvania's manufacturing. And today, as a result of this facility, we're writing a birth announcement for new manufacturing, new opportunity, and some would say we don't need new plastics. Well, we need to have a discussion over about sustainability initiatives and recycling. We use plastics in everything in our society today, including, you know, you see Amazon out there advocating for, you know, thousands of new electric vehicles. Well, those electric vehicles are more than 50% plastic. we had to produce that plastic here under tight regulation and good environmental enforcement, and that's exactly what we'll do moving forward. And you talked about infrastructure. They built nearly a 100-mile pipeline called the Falcon Pipeline to deliver natural gas liquids to the Shell plant. That's nearly 100% complete today, and they did that without a single case of eminent domain, extended their right-of-ways by more than a mile to be able to do that. But they did that in cooperation with residents around the areas in which that pipeline operated in western Pennsylvania, eastern Ohio, and northern West Virginia.
We're with Dave Spiegelmeyer, president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition. So, Dave, you mentioned it's about 70% complete. What's the projection date for this thing to be up and fully operational?
You know, Larry, we asked that question yesterday, and I don't think they want to be really committal on that because of the fact they're still implementing, they're still trying to manage through COVID restrictions and distancing requirements for safe operations at that plant. So they weren't willing to commit exactly when it would be complete, but I know they already have some of their systems in operations to test them. So that's already begun. When the question was asked, how far along are they? And this was, their lead in western Pennsylvania, she responded by saying they're about 70% complete.
So what's on your docket? You have another day for the Marcellus Shale Coalition, this virtual gathering.
Yeah, we've got a big issue that's in our society today, environmental social governance issues. We're going to have a panel with strong industry leads tomorrow, but we have a leading author, Robert Bryce, is going to speak tomorrow, and Larry Kudlow, assistant to the president, is actually going to speak at our conference tomorrow. And I want folks to know, we did 3 months ago or 2 months ago now, I invited former Vice President Biden to address our conference. We try not to be one side versus the other. The Vice President chose not to address the conference, but the White House did choose to address the conference. So Larry Kudlow will join us to close out our conference tomorrow around lunchtime.
And what do you say, Dave, who people hear about the plant and they say, man, I'd like to get a job doing something. And where do you direct them to try to find employment for the future around the plant?
Well, Larry, I think that one thing that we've learned is that, for so many years we've told our sons and daughters that they need to go to college. And we've learned one thing from our building trade partners, that there are good family wage sustaining jobs and careers that are in our building trades, folks that make things with their hands. And we're finding young kids that have skills in welding, for instance, right out of the gate are making six-figure salaries, that you don't have to necessarily go to college if that's, something you want to do. If you want to work outside, work with your hands, be skilled in your trade, get good, strong training by the building trades focused on safety. There are great family wage-sustaining jobs in our building trades, and they're not just building Shell's facility. Just over at the Westmoreland County side, we just completed a major power generation facility that had more than 1,000 of our building tradesmen and women on that site, all great jobs. Building pipelines across Pennsylvania to collect the gas that's being developed here in our region, and also to get Philadelphia into the game. I would share with you that I think we're going to have one of the strongest LNG export facilities when time is all said and done out of Philadelphia to get energy across the planet made available from the affordable and abundance of what we've been blessed with here in Appalachia.
Well, I appreciate you stepping away. I know you have a lot of responsibilities today and tomorrow. We'll catch up again soon, David. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime, Larry. Thanks a lot.
David Spiegelmeyer, president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, and you can always go to their website anytime, marcelluscoalition.org. And who knows? Maybe there is a job for you, and wouldn't that be great? 888-